making a difference in the softball world. It's Coach Corey Brooks. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, can we start off with you telling me a little bit about how you got involved in coaching?
I got in coaching after I stopped playing. I played all of my softball early days and minor ball in Napanee. And when I finished junior, I started coaching right away with our junior program at the time in Napanee. Basically, for the love of the game, didn't want to leave.
Understandable. And now I'll ask, now that you're in coaching after playing for so long, what do you get out of the experience?
The biggest thing you get out of the experience of coaching for me, in my opinion, is, you know, seeing a young athlete go from, I'll say, like, not stressing, but maybe a better way of putting it would be, you know, seeing them from the challenges that seem to be hard at the start of the year to making plays or, you know, finishing drills with ease and, you know, the excitement, you know, seeing an athlete do well and succeed is why everyone coaches. You know what I mean? The biggest thing is, you know, for me is seeing them leave the game and be great young adults as well as, you know, very good athletes when they're playing the game.
And now I'll ask, in your time coaching, what's been one of the biggest challenges for you that you've had to face?
I would say the biggest challenge for me is balancing having three kids, being able to say coach one, but then try to get to the other two's games or the other two's practices. This year I was fortunate enough to have my two boys both on the same team, so it made it a little easier. But then, yeah, now I'm sitting in Quebec or Montreal with my daughter and helping with her team. So, I mean, with a family of five and my wife and I are, you know, split and going in different directions, the challenge is, you know, making sure you're there for all of your kids and making sure you're supporting them in their adventures if it's, you know, not a team that I'm coaching and they're playing for. So that's definitely been the hardest.
And now I'll ask, what advice would you give to anyone else who's interested in coaching?
The advice I would give is the game is always changing no matter what sport you're in. Coach, if you have 11, 3, 23, 100 athletes, you have to be able to coach in that many difference. I mean, I had a team of 17 this year. I had to coach 17 different ways to 17 different players. Not everything always is the same per athlete. You can't just tell somebody. Sometimes you have to show them. Sometimes you have to show them on paper. Biggest thing is a lot of people learn in a lot of different ways. And that's what I've found over the course of the 20 years of coaching is that, you know, sometimes it doesn't always, one way isn't always the right way. You know, I mean, there's lots of ways of teaching young athletes how to get better or perform better in the game that they're playing.
And now one last question for you. What's one accomplishment that you are most proud of?
I'd say the accomplishment was last week. We had tried the year before. We had finished second with the same pretty much team, less two players that were very key players. And then, you know, going into this year, I mean, winning at home is the hardest thing to do. You have so many people that are pulling for you and you don't want to let them down. Per se. I mean, I'm not saying I let anybody down or I would feel that way, but it's just the hardest place to win. You know what I mean? I not only did it with, you know, my two boys as part of my team, I did it with a team that I've had for the last, say, 4 or 5 years. I did it with my brother as the chair. You know what I mean? It's a pretty cool feeling to win out.
Of course, yeah. Alrighty. Well, those were all the questions that I had for you. So I thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Hear all of the interviews now at napaneetoday.ca.